As you'll recall, last week, we were just about to fire our jets and get into the entire Copywriter Club universe. And again, I know Copywriter Club, or I came across the Copywriter Club because of our friend Kate Toon. And she said, have you met these guys? And I had not. And so we're talking. I started digging down a little bit. And one of the first things I did was download a bunch of episodes and subscribe to the Copywriter Club podcast. That comes out every week, right?
It does. Yeah. I mean, so we've gone from periods when we were doing two a week. The first 3 months or so, we did two episodes a week, and then we backed off a little bit. Then last year, we did maybe another 2 months of two a weeks, you know, as we had a little extra time and a bunch of recordings in the can. And so, you know, there have been a few times that we've gone a little bit more, but it's generally once a week. It usually comes out Tuesday mornings.
Well, and I can attest that it's always interesting. It's always going to expose you to interesting people. You've got a lot of cool guests on there that come at things slightly differently, bringing new experiences, new information, and new resources to the table. So it's incredibly valuable. And I'm here to say you don't have to be a full-time writer to get something out of it, because everybody, sorry, hate to say it, but everybody's a writer. I mean, we all took English class. Some of us didn't do as well, and other people have a natural facility for it, but we all have to organize our arguments into a cogent story so that we can engage with people. And the Copywriter Club seems to be all about that. Plus, the added value added layer for anyone who wants to be a professional copywriter, someone who actually gets paid for writing. Can you give us a flavor of the types of people who are active members of the Copywriter Club?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and first, thanks for saying that about the podcast, because it's really nice of you to say that. And we hear a lot of the same things, not just from copywriters, but we've actually heard from designers and freelancers, you know, in the tech space, even, you know, programmers, that a lot of the business things that we talk about on the podcast that are maybe not related to the practice of writing are also helpful. And we talk a lot about business. So as far as the people in the Copywriter Club, it is a really diverse mix. Anybody who's in the group, and I'm guessing that at least some of your listeners are, will know that the group is extremely helpful. It's the kind of place where, you know, if a newbie comes in and posts a question, they're not going to get, you know, chased out or harassed, you know, for asking something stupid. We do get the same questions over and over and over, and we're generally pretty, you know, pretty willing to answer them or point people to, you know, previous conversations or resources that we've assembled. But it's a mix of beginners. There are intermediate copywriters that are just kind of starting to take off. And then there are copywriters who are, you know, easily six figures. You know, we've got A-listers that are members of that A-list that John Carlton likes to talk about, you know, who pop in and offer their thoughts and feedback. And, you know, it's been a fantastic group just to hang out with. It can sometimes maybe be a little bit too fantastic, because it's hard to pull yourself away from, you know, all the discussions that are going on in the group sometimes.
More and more people are in this increasingly gig economy are finding their ways out of organized businesses that give you a stable paycheck, and are finding jobs or creating their own opportunities that do not necessarily have a stable paycheck, but have a tremendous upside potential. And the real challenge is to balance the need to feed your family, pay your rent or your house, your mortgage, and still achieve the dream that you hope to have, whatever that business is. And I think of the Copywriter Club as almost this hive mind for entrepreneurs, of a kind of the solopreneur set. You don't have to be by yourself, but it's certainly incredibly helpful to be able to dip into the shared experiences of all the people in there, because there are a lot of very, very experienced people. And yet, as you say, there are a lot of newer people. Frankly, I love having that admixture, because the new people oftentimes will make me question certain assumptions that may have ossified in my mind over time, because let's face it, we can be victims of our own experience. And let me give you an example of what I mean by that. There are people, I'm going to look in the mirror at myself and just say, that have a little bit more gray in their hair, who may find themselves in what I love to call the X years. You're experienced, you're excellent, you're expensive, and therefore expendable. If you've ever been in one of those businesses where you've been the biggest number on the spreadsheet and it's time to clean up the bottom line a little bit, let's swap out the engines. You know, get rid of the older person and bring in someone newer at half the price. Well, you might find yourself outside on your own, wondering what to do. Obviously, you don't need the Copywriter Club necessarily to learn how to write copy or understand that stuff, but you absolutely might need it as a source of information and camaraderie and energy for your battery if you're facing that specific situation. Have you run across people like that in your membership?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, we have a lot of people that have come from, you know, the agency world and are, you know, looking to jump out into freelance and the gig economy. We've got people who are just starting out that, you know, don't have any interest at all in joining a big company. And we've got people like me who have been inside big companies and I've been inside small companies and I'm on my own. And so yeah, it's a really good mix. And you know, the group is a fantastic resource just for the social side of, you know, the freelance world. You know, where we all are alone in our offices or sitting at the kitchen table or in the basement or in the workspace, wherever that is, doing our own thing, and we sort of lose touch with what everybody else is doing. And it's nice to be able to, you know, have that social element. It's in fact, more and more, we're taking that social element offline. And, you know, we have things like our event. We meet with our mastermind group, our think tank, twice a year in addition to an extra day at the event, and get together in person, because those kinds of relationships, building, you know, those one-on-one in-person relationships, that's where real trust is developed. And that's, you know, where the real magic happens, I think, as far as, you know, what we do. But yeah, it is, it's just a really good resource if you're ever lonely, you know, and just, or you question what you're doing, or maybe you don't have those things, but you just kind of want to see what's going on in the world of copywriters. It's a good place just to pop in and say hi.
Well, and you just had your big event, right? Like
we did.
What, a couple weeks ago or something?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was phenomenal. We had about 150 people in the ballroom in a hotel in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. We had 21 presenters over the course of 2 days. So it was a ton of content. People, you know, as varied as, you know, Paris Lampropoulos, who's a direct response copywriter, breaking down one of his controls, you know, to Bond Halbert, who's the son of Gary Halbert, you know, talking about, you know, how to put your copywriting on steroids and some of the things you can do to improve. We have people who are part of our programs, you know, come and talk about things like quiz funnels and investing in yourselves and the changes that they've made in their business that have taken them from, you know, say no paycheck or, you know, $1,000, $1,200 a month to, you know, five figures in some cases, you know, and just sharing some of their, they didn't come and talk about that stuff to talk about money so much as to say, hey, look, here's the proof that the things that I've been doing in my business work. And then, you know, sharing exactly what they've done, you know, on LinkedIn or with clients, or how they, you know, break down the client call. You know, all this is just fantastic information about how to run a better business, how to be better copywriters. And it was a hit. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is that event called?
So we call it TCC IRL. That stands for the Copywriter Club in Real Life. It goes down, well, last year was in February. We're pretty much, I think, moving to March permanently. We will be in San Diego in 2020, probably the week after Social Media World. I think they're there maybe the first week in March, and we'll be there at either the end of that first week or sometime during the second week. We haven't quite nailed down a hotel location and dates yet, but we're working on that and hope to be able to announce that in the next couple months.
And that's just one of your events or entities within the universe. Let's hop over to a different planet in the Copywriter Club universe. What can you tell me about the Copywriter Accelerator?
Okay, so the Accelerator is actually the first program that Kira and I put together. And we had about 4 or 5 months into starting the Copywriter Club podcast and the Facebook group, we started to notice lots of questions that were really business focused. Things like, you know, how do you choose a niche? What are the steps? You know, or how do I get myself out in front of clients? What should I know about branding myself? How do I create packages and price them appropriately? And so as we started seeing all these questions, we put together a 12-week program. There's 6 modules. We're actually going to re-release this next fall, and we're adding 2 more modules, but it basically covers all those kinds of questions. So it's not copywriting focused, but it's really focused on all of the stuff that you've got to do in the business in order to be able to write copy effectively. So, you know, even processes for invoicing, for onboarding clients, for offboarding clients, you know, all of those things that I think when we start our copywriting businesses, we think, well, I'm a writer, so I'll write, but we don't see all of the stuff that goes on underneath. And so that program is focused on helping get all of that stuff straightened out so you can focus on things that you do well as a copywriter.
Yeah, working on the business, not in the business.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very much the principles that you'll hear from eMyth Revisited, or you know, some of the things that Seth Godin has taught, you know, in his freelancer courses. It's similar to some of that stuff. I haven't done like Marie Forleo's B School, but I'm going to assume that some of the same, you know, concepts are covered. I think that maybe the main difference between all of those is that because Kira and I are both copywriters, we really do focus on the kinds of businesses that copywriters, you know, create and the problems that are maybe specific to copywriting that we can help them solve.
The Copywriter Think Tank, it says on the website, go from good to remarkable in our 12-month mastermind experience, perfect for experienced copywriters. Can you talk about that a little bit? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the Think Tank is our mastermind program. It's limited in number. So, you know, our other programs, we can fit far more people into them. You know, the Copywriter Underground, for example, and we may be talking about that in a minute. But the Think Tank is about 25 or 30 copywriters who pretty much have their businesses figured out, or they're doing relatively well. You know, they don't struggle too much with getting clients. They might have a dry season here or there, but they kind of know what they're doing, but they're trying to do something bigger with their business. So maybe they're trying to start a course. Maybe they, you know, think, hey, I want to explore, you know, an agency model and, you know, work with some subcontractors, or they're trying to do something in a new way. And so we really focus in on helping those members set a goal for the coming year. Maybe it's more than one goal, but, and then we kind of customize our interactions with them to make sure that by the end of 12 months, they've actually achieved the thing that they set out to do. So, you know, if you are a newer copywriter or just sort of figuring things out, you might not be the best fit for a think tank. But if you've kind of got this business going, and you're thinking, well, you know, I'd like to start a podcast, or I'd like to, you know, start a YouTube channel, or maybe I want to get up on stage, then we would take those goals, break them down, figure it out. And then, of course, we do some in-person events where we hot seat people's businesses. We bring in guest presenters to come talk about, you know, different aspects of the business. We do some online things as well. You know, there's a personal Slack channel and all kinds of resources. Basically, the members that are in the Think Tank, they get everything that we do, you know, included as part of, you know, what they do. So if we do, we'll have a copywriting course coming out later this year, they get it. You know, if they want to do the accelerator, they get it. Like they, anything that we do, they're invited, they get free tickets to everything that we do. They're basically just the people that we think that we can help the most.
And then finally, the Copywriter Underground. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the Underground is a membership community. You know, somewhere when we were doing the accelerator and the Think Tank, we had a lot of people come and say, hey, I want to do something, but, you know, I can't afford to do a 12-week program, or I can't afford, you know, join a year-long Think Tank. And so we put together the Underground as a monthly membership. It's very, very, I think it's way too reasonably priced, and we should probably raise the price soon, but it's about $79 a month. It comes with a print newsletter that's mailed to people's home that talks about, you know, either marketing or copywriting or mindset issues. You know, there's a Facebook community that goes along with that. We do, you know, hot seat businesses there and various trainings as well that are all part of that. It's both business and copywriting focused. And we do talk a little bit about mindset and, you know, goal achievement, that kind of thing. So it's probably a really good place to get a taste of our, you know, paid programs for somebody that wanted to just say, hey, what's this like? Get rave reviews about the newsletter that goes out, and you know, it's the kind of thing, there's no commitment. You know, you can pop in for a couple months and leave if you want. We definitely have people who've stayed since we launched it last year and seem to like it. So, and just a ton of value for the money that's paid.
The real value I see to all the things you're doing is that it gets people out of their head and out of their hobbit holes and start engaging with a larger community. I just got back from social media marketing world, and you know, you see great people, you learn a ton of stuff, but the best thing is the people you meet in the hallway, the people you have dinner with, the people you randomly sit next to and then find some commonality, some like, oh my God, we're in the members of the same tribe. and you realize you're not alone, that there are people who share your struggles and your successes, and then they become lifelong friends.
Totally.
It's absolutely worth it. So
we tell everybody, you know, as we talk about our programs, and obviously, you know, we love our programs and think that they can help, but we often will say too, like, if you don't join one of our programs, find something to join, you know, invest in yourself in some way and find the right community for you. So our programs aren't right for everybody, and we know that, and that's totally cool. You know, you mentioned Kate, she's got programs and a great community down in Australia, and if you're a fit for that, then you know, you should explore something like that. Or, you know, your Facebook group that you've got, DP, is another community. It's a great place where people can interact and ask questions and just do that social thing that I think as introverts, we kind of think that we don't really need that. But the longer that Kira and I have done this thing as the Copywriter Club, we realized that's gold. You know, just interacting with other people is really where the gold is.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding. And we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus.
Are you a self-defined introvert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am too. And the funny thing is that when you're in the right place, I don't know about you, but I get just so excited, so jazzed that I'm not an introvert at all. I become this almost like party animal because I don't have to explain anything to you. I think part of the introversion I have is that, if I have to take you through my entire thought process, I'm going to lose you along the way and you're going to get bored. To be at a place where everyone's already on that same thought process path, and you can speak in shorthand almost, that's like, oh, thank you. I'm not insane.
Absolutely. Well, and introversion isn't about like not being out among people. It's about being among people you're comfortable with. You know, so at our event that we just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, I think if you saw me there, you would say there's no way he's an introvert because, you know, I'm engaging with as many people as I can and talking to them. But it's because that's my tribe, right? These are the people that I love that I've gotten to know, and we have a lot in common, and that can be rejuvenating. At the end of 3 or 4 days, you know, I'll go home and I'll sleep for 14 hours or whatever. But
yeah,
being among your people is just a gift in a lot of ways.
The whole idea of investing in yourself professionally, I really don't think that can be overstated, because that's the way you have to look at it too. I mean, there are a lot of programs out there and a lot of subscriptions and a lot of those things. So by all means, be very careful, kick the tires on a lot of different places. By all means, check out the Copywriter Club and see if that feels good to you. I mean, you can get a lot of free content from you and Kira without paying a cent, without signing anything or giving anybody an email address. And you certainly can get a feel for whether it has what you need. You know, for instance, if you're a photographer or a video oriented production person, this may not be the group for you because there's not a whole section talking about the latest technology that you might be interested in or the differences between lenses and stuff like that. You're definitely not going to get much of that here, but there will be conversations about, hey, I want to start a podcast. Libsyn, Podbean, Blueberry, all these platforms, what's your experience with it? So I'm guessing, I haven't been in it, but I'm guessing there are those types of conversations happening but with people who are speaking copywriter. Yep. It's almost like you're going to a French forum to talk about things and you all speak the same language.
Yep. Yeah. And we do limit the group to copywriters. You know, we have people verify that they are copywriters when they join. I know we've had a few people sneak in, you know, that are designers or, you know, video production people or whatever. But yeah, those conversations are happening all the time. In fact, if somebody did sneak in, you know, you would probably find posts every few weeks where it's like, hey, does somebody know a videographer because I'm working on a script and I need, you know, this kind of a thing. Or, you know, we have discussions all the time about, you know, the best invoicing software or the best hosting, you know, or should I be on Wix or should I be on WordPress, or, you know, all those kinds of conversations happen all the time. And obviously that's not limited to copywriting. That's the bigger world of freelance and the gig economy. So, you know, those kinds of things are helpful. I would say, you know, if somebody wanted to give us a taste, they should try the podcast. because with, you know, 130 plus episodes, it'll say 129 or 128, but there's been about four or five bonus episodes in there as well. We have shared so much, and maybe less us than our guests, but our guests have shared so much good content about how to run a copywriting business that if or a freelance business that just listening to, you know, the episodes of the podcast that we've put out over the last 2.5 years will change anybody's business. And it's completely free. They don't need to subscribe to get them. You know, you can do with what you want. We're not going to take those away. We're not ever going to charge for those. So yeah, it's probably a really good place to get a taste for what Robin here do.
So you can pick up the Copywriter Club podcast anywhere you get podcasts. You're on iTunes, Spotify, and all that stuff.
We're not on Spotify because of the limits that they have on their music, intro, outro. So we need to change up our intros because of that. So we're not on Spotify. That's the only place where you probably can't find us. But yeah, I mean, I don't use the iTunes podcast app, but I found it on two or three others that I've used from time to time. So it's out there, easy to find.
Yeah, the Copywriter Club podcast. You can also check out the entire Copywriter Club universe at thecopywriterclub.com. Are there any other places or things or properties that people can dive into or get a taste?
Yeah, we have the free Facebook group. So if you're a copywriter, you know, all you have to do is ask to join. We do ask three questions when you join. And if you don't fill out those questions, then we'll kind of ignore your request and figure out that you're probably just a bot. If you do answer all the questions and they all are the same word, yes, 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 we'll figure out that you're a bot and you won't get in. But if you answer the questions honestly and tell us you're a copywriter, tell us what you're struggling with, tell us how we can help you, you know, we'll let you in. You can experience that. It's a fantastic group. I think just under 10,000 members. I haven't looked at the number in the last couple of weeks, but I would guess something close to 100 conversations a day going on in there. I mean, it's quite busy, but just so much good information. And again, really smart copywriters dropping all kinds of wisdom, you know, answering questions. People will come in and say things like, hey, I don't know where to find my next project. And two or three people will pop in with ideas or processes for, you know, finding clients, finding projects. You know, how do you do all of those things that we sometimes struggle with? It's all in there somewhere. So yeah, join and take a look.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like to walk into a room where everybody understands what you do, how to do it, and probably have some great tips that can take you to the next level. It's like the ultimate cheers for copywriters.
That's a great way to say it. We should use that line because it really is.
Everybody knows your gig and soon your name as well. So, all right, we're getting close to the end of this episode, but before I go, I want to talk about Rob Marsh. Specifically, the Rob Marsh brand. We've talked a lot about the Copywriter Club brand, but the Rob Marsh brand. Have you put any specific thought into how you brand yourself?
Yeah, I do, and I have. My own personal website is not under my name. You know, I've used a brand name. Brand Story is, or Brand Story Online is where my personal website is, and I have spent a lot of time thinking about and working on ideas based around persuasion and human psychology. So, you know, I wrote a book about telling brand stories that goes into a little bit of the psychology behind that. And that's kind of where I focus a lot of my own personal thinking. A lot of that's gone on the back burner over the last year and a half or so as we've been building the Copywriter Club. But, you know, who I am, you know, when I get up on stage, what I talk about when I do that is usually something around persuasion or personal mastery, you know, those kinds of ideas. You know, when you go to my website, you'll see I haven't spent, you know, thousands of dollars on web development, those kinds of things, but you'll see, you know, copy and imagery that reflects who I am and, you know, what the experience that you get when you work with me. So yeah, I definitely put a lot of thought into how do people experience me as a person and as a copywriter when we're working together.
Well, let's just quickly dissect that a little bit. It sounds like you're one of the things I like to play with people is imagine a movie poster of the movie of you, you know, your life. There are movie posters that the name above the title, then the title, then the producing organization is the style. But then there are others where the name of the movie or the entity takes pride of place over the name of anybody who might be in that movie. Like a movie like Pixar's Finding Dory. I looked these up because I love to throw this up on a screen when I'm doing a talk and say, take a look at this Finding Dory poster. It says, Disney Pixar present Finding Dory. and nothing else. There is no Ellen DeGeneres as Dory or Albert Brooks as, what was his name, the clownfish. These are major stars. They don't list those stars' names. Why? The thing that qualifies the movie as good is Disney Pixar. And then Finding Dory is, you know, the thing that is being endorsed by these highly qualified, highly valuable endorsing brands. Meanwhile, I have another example of the movie La La Land, where the names above the title are Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, La La Land. And then down in the lower right corner, it's almost blue type on blue background. You know, it's like a tint. It's very, very hard to see, is the producing organization. And it's interesting. So I love to ask people on their movie poster, which one are you? Are you Finding Dory, where it's your company name, then you maybe? Or is it your name makes this a good movie? It sounds like in your specific case, brand story is the name of the movie. Maybe it's starring Rob Marsh.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. And if I were to do it all over again, knowing what I know now, I would have bought my name, you know, as a URL long ago, and I probably would have had that be the brand. I didn't do that. You know, when I got started out, I kind of had this idea of, you know, telling brand stories, and you know, kind of went there. And now, you know, it's been there for almost 20 years, and so I've kind of kept that. But I think it's a combination. I mean, there is no organization behind brand story besides me. And so what you get when you get that is me. And so it's both. But, you know, that definitely has been, you know, the name that's been on the billboard for the past almost 15, 16 years. So, yeah.
Well, this is a major subject of the Nonfiction Brandversity Facebook group. I mean, should you lead with your name, or is your name your brand? And guess what? There's no single right answer to that. It really depends on who you are, where you are in your journey, et cetera. But the key thing is that you ask the question. I mean, with a name like DP Knewton, it was very easy to get dpknewton.com many moons ago. If you have a name like Rob Marsh, far more common.
Yep, there are a few of us around.
Yeah, you aren't necessarily going to be able to get that valuable.com. But the thing is, now there are a lot of cool dot whatevers available that could be very good for you. And this kind of goes back to my statement I made in the first episode, which was, I believe that small business brands are personal brands, because you just talked about your small business brand story. Well, it truly is Rob Marsh doing business as brand story. So you may not have the answer yet, but you got to ask that question. Am I the brand, or do I work under a brand that I want to build? That is still me.
Yep.
It's a little bit of jujitsu here, but
there isn't a right answer. Like you said, I will say this though, you know, when I was at HP and the business that we built for them was targeted mostly at very small companies, under 50 employees, and probably 90% of our clients were under 10 employees. And small businesses like that act more like consumers than they act like businesses.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, it's, the business owner is the business. And so, you know, if your goal is to sell a business someday or to build something big, you know, by all means, you know, choose a business type name. If your goal isn't to do that, then it probably matters less than, you know, one or the other can work. Really, what matters isn't the name on the door. It's not the logo or the colors. It's the experience that you create for your clients. And if you create a good experience that people are willing to talk about, that they're willing to share with others, that, you know, you can, you know, replicate enough times, then you can create a business under any name.
Well, that's an excellent point to end this podcast on. I want to thank Rob Marsh for being my guest today. I want to thank you for listening. And I want to invite you all to the Nonfiction Brandversity free Facebook group. Just search for Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook. Ask to join. Don't be a bot. And you're in, guaranteed.
Don't be a bot.
Exactly. Now, instead, I'm going to be me, DP Knewton, and he is...
I'm Rob Marsh.
And this is the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. I'll talk to you guys later next time. Bye-bye.